Close to 200 dolphins and hundreds of fish and eels have washed up on beaches in Ghana in West Africa, shocking residents and causing authorities to warn people not to eat them. Ghanaian broadcaster Samuel Koja Brace says some of the dolphins went missing from a beach in the west of the nation, likely people planning to sell them for meat. About 300 kilometres away along beaches in the capital, Accra, people have been collecting dead fish, some believing they were an Easter blessing from God. Samuel Koja Brace spoke to Morning Report's Stacey Knott.
The fish are being washed to the Osu shore in Accra, the Greater Accra region. That's the capital of the country. And the dolphins were being washed to the Axim and adjoining community like Ankobra. So Axim is in the western region of the country.
Can you talk through what you're actually seeing along these beaches?
So when you go to the shore, you see that people were busily picking these dolphins and loading them into trucks to be sent to the various places that they could go and market. So it was a busy, busy, busy day on the shore. And then for the Osu castle to the Osu shore, they thought this is a blessing from God. So immediately the mindset was, let's collect them and take them to the market and sell, or let's collect them and use them for our Easter festivities. The shore was busy.
But now there's concerns that people are eating them without knowing how or why they've come to the shore, right? So what are the authorities doing to maybe curtail this?
The Food and Drugs Authority, which is our regulatory body that is in charge of certifying everything that is brought onto the market, whether medicine or food is edible enough for human consumption, they have gone to pick samples for examination to determine what caused the fishes to be washed ashore and what caused the dolphins to be washed ashore. So they are cautioning against the consumption of the fish and the dolphins. They are saying that until they are able to establish what caused the washing ashore of the fish, it will be detrimental for anybody to eat them because you cannot tell the wholesomeness or the fish. They're also trying to understand what caused them to be washed ashore.
What are people speculating, though, what might have happened?
So you get people who say that it could possibly be as a result of an oil spill, which has not been confirmed because there has not been that detailed analysis into it, and the authorities have not come out to say that there's been any confirmed oil spill. Some are also saying that it could be as a result of lack of oxygen in deep sea that is causing these animals to be washed ashore. But once the authorities themselves have not been able to come out yet with the actual cause, it has left a lot of people speculating as to what could probably have caused this.
And that is Ghanaian broadcaster Samuel Koja Brace.